Siman Resh Yud Aleph, Shulchan Aruch discusses the laws of Kedima and Berachot. Which Berachot come first, which products go before others. These are very, very complicated, and there's a lot of rules, and there's a lot of Shitot. So we'll now just give the summary based on the way we came out in Din Kedima. Hamotzi obviously comes before all other berachot. Obviously, wheat bread is more significant than barley bread. Barley bread comes before spelt. Spelt comes before rye. And rye comes before oats. That would be the precedent when it comes to the beracha of Hamotzi. The next beracha that takes precedence according to the halakha would be mezonot. Of course, mezonot would be something that's from one of the five grains. obviously, a five-grain item would take a precedent over rice. So if you have, again, five-grain cake, and you have rice in front of you, which both are mezonot, one should make the beracha mezonot on the grain. Rice is not a grain. Regarding Geffen, there's a big machloket between the poskim on this. While the Ben Ish Chai holds that Geffen comes before any of the seven fruits of Eretz Yisrael, that means Geffen would come before a grape, an olive, a date, a fig, etc., a pomegranate. However, Maran does not bring this down. As a matter of fact, Maran the Bet Yosef rejects this opinion. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Peretz. And Maran holds there is no difference. And therefore, if you have two items, grapes and wine, it's a pick'em according to Maran. You could make the Geffen first, or you could make the Etz first. Since anyway you're making two berachot, there is no Din Kedima according to Maran. Again, Kamavadja holds, there is no din kedima of Geffen over even the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. Regarding the berachot of Bore Priya Etz that we make on the seven species, the order of precedence is as follows. Olives come first, then dates, then grapes, then figs, then pomegranates. Again, we're talking about over here where he intends to eat all these items. So therefore, the question is, which item does he make the Bore Priya Etz on? So again, the order that we say is olives has the most precedent, dates is second, figs, pomegranates. Now, regarding Adama, when there's an Adama and Etz, Maran also holds it's a pick'em. You can make Etz before Adama, you can make Adama before Etz. Maran does not hold that there's a precedence over those two berachot. Maran does hold, however, there is a precedence. Etz comes before Shehakol, Adama comes before Shehakol. But Etz does not necessarily come before Adama. And of course, finally, the last beracha that would be made under all circumstances would be Shehakol.